My favorite version of the song. We recorded that twice, and I think, if I remember correctly. But I just, all the voices. That was the most recent camp meeting, I think, right? We were a lot more people at that one. So praise God. And everybody was serious. So as far as I could tell, well, okay, 90%. All right. I know there was an issue with one. But if you can please kneel, we're going to start in prayer. And we'll just go into the testimony service. So please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Thank you for blessing us with your presence. Thank you for all that you have done these last 30 days. Thank you for teaching us how to love you and showing us how you loved us first and being patient with us. Father, when we go back and we look at the way Daniel spoke with you when he was in prayer or any of the patriarchs and prophets for that matter, they were so much more formal back then. It's a different world now. And so thank you for having patience with us, for not being as formal as we could be. We're not used to speaking with dignitaries as Daniel was. But we do honor you. We do worship you. And we try our best to glorify you because you are the God of the universe. You're the only one that matters. You, your Son, and the Holy Spirit. What you're doing for us and for all the universe, it just leaves us awestruck. And so thank you for blessing us, giving us good memory too in regards to what happened the last 30 days or last 30 years so that we can share today with what you have done. Declared to the great congregation, as David would say, praise you, the Lord. And so thank you in advance for all that you have done and continue to do, especially in the coming days. And we offer this prayer and all these praises to the best of our ability in the name of your Son, our Lord, Savior, and King for all eternity. In his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Or Jesus the Christ. I mean, that thing is, you know, his title was turned into like a surname, like his last name or something. His last name wasn't Christ. He was the Christ. Or the Messiah, another way of saying it. The Christ. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. But I'll start, and then I'll drop the mic. I guess I would hope everybody here knows how to PM Sister Mindy or Pastor Alvin or anybody else that can get on the mic. We can't have all the mics open. We're still working on figuring out a way to prevent issues there because we don't want to have happen. Thank you. Brother Joe just showed what you need to do if somebody wants to how to do it. He just put a graphic in Telegram there. That's one of the nice things about Telegram. So, but I want to start with. It's just so much, and I can't share it all. Obviously, I haven't even looked at my praise list to see anything that happened and. The last 30 days alone, but first and foremost, as it's pretty obvious, we have a new chat room. Even though I don't like public chat rooms, because we've done this 3 times before, and each time it caused us issues in the end, where we had to end up going back to our own servers. But for now, it's pretty good until we figure things out. I mean, the old chat is back up and running, but that's just to warn people. We're not in here anymore. Come over here. And so I wanted to praise God for the way this one works. It works out pretty well. It's just a little iffy on one of the servers here. It has a tendency to keep falling out. But it seemed to stay stable all throughout the, for the people on WTPR. And thank you all for being here and having patience with us because this is going to be happening up until the time we're completely off the internet. They keep on hacking and attacking, and I praise God that we're sitting at a normal level today in the bandwidth because all day yesterday, Amazon was trying to compete with Google with their Amazon Web Services, so they're spidering things, and they're doing it in a way that I believe is illegal because they're literally, it's like a DOS attack. They scan my server so much and so frequent with so many IP addresses that it causes my sites to go down, all of them. And but I'm working on that. I learned how to block Google. They don't really. I mean, they scan me, but you know, they censor me regardless, so it doesn't matter. Why they're scanning me is beyond me, but I wanted to praise God that we have a new place to meet, and it's stabilized, and we actually have a new server for John1429.org and for SDRChurch.online, because I tried moving them, and like I said earlier, it turned out to be a bad decision out of my own pocket, and so the one we're on now has unbelievable speed, very nice setup, and not even half the price. So I have a feeling that other companies are going to be going belly up soon, because that, you know, that usually happens when things like this start showing up. So we got to figure out something there to prevent all the sites from going down because they go belly up because we use their DNS service. So please keep that in your prayers. And I'll share one more, I'm sure. We can't tell if someone's got their hand up in here because we don't have hands going up in here. So, but you can put a hand up in the, Sister Mindy's connection's a little choppy today and the volume's kind of low as well. So, or you could send me an email and I'll read your testimony. I just let, maybe he texted me back. I texted him. Oh no, this is Brother Joe. Okay, thanks, Joe. All right, yeah, and at the 7 o'clock tonight, too, all the mics are going to be muted again because we have to be careful. You just click like that picture that Joe put in the room, you just click that thing, he'll see it, and then he'll open up your mic if he knows you. You know, because there might be some new people coming in here that want to hit the mic, and if we don't know them, we can't take that chance because we're the first ever to do it online. We have plenty of experience. No, you got to be careful on here because once they get the mic, they can start saying things, and our little ones will hear it, and you know. But praise God, we do have a way to do it. But I want to share this too, and it's techie, but it doesn't really. It's not really about being techie. It's about what happened because of a tech issue. When I moved the new server over, I wanted to put two over. Well, the first time you put a new server on their ISP, it's not really an ISP, but on their hosting servers, they give you the first SSL certificate for free. And I thought, wow, this thing's blazing fast. So I'm going to throw John1429 up. And I did. Found out the hard way that I can't do it with a certain internet I have here, so I had to go back and buy the old one that I used to have, and now I could do it no problem. And they lowered the price for me and everything. I wanted to praise God for that because he didn't want to lose me as a customer, I guess. And but there was no SSL on it. It wouldn't come up. And so I had to get with tech, and I talked to a young woman named Sheen. And here's the thing. Yes, they're all foreigners when you call there most of the time, but they know their stuff for some reason. This is a really big company that I got on. And she helped me with the tech support and, you know, the SSL issue because she saw it on her end. And I says, hey, that's no problem. $25 a year, no problem. But I didn't know that I'm the one that has to activate it. And so she activated for me, which was real nice. And then she went to go verify it was up. And she goes, oh. And she said something to me. It sounded like she's already seen one of the videos or two. I don't know. And she started asking Bible questions. And this is tech support, mind you. So I'm on there 15, 20 minutes. And I have no doubt in my mind that the SSL certificate failed on my end to activate because the Lord wanted me to talk to that young lady. I just, that floored me. And that made my day, that made my week. It was just so, because like he's been showing me, like we were talking about, you know, how he works his grace, where he holds the back of the bike like your dad does, when he's teaching you how to ride the bike. Well, as this was all happening, I was thinking, oh, wow, you're holding the back of the bike again. I'm getting a little wobbly because all these things are happening. The servers are going down.
but it's because you want me to talk to Sheen. That just calmed me out. That just blessed my heart. That blessed the week. And so I also have to praise the Lord. He continues to educate me deeper on ways of looking at his grace to the point I have perfect peace in regards to the people of my past. And yeah, I already had peace in my heart regarding the people that attacked me in my past, like I was talking about last night. I've already forgiven them. It's gone. But the way he opened more truth in that area, especially the other night when I was in a long conversation, you know, talk with God, like Sister White says, the way he opened it up to and guide me through each and every, because he kept bringing up the names of these people. I haven't even thought, like the guy that jammed me in the gut with the pole cue that I was talking about last night. I forgot all about, I forgave him, everything was cool. And he just reminded me, all says, now picture these people with Christian smiles on their faces. And I thought, wow, that makes it so much easier to love everybody. Even the ones that come against us tomorrow, because that's why he was doing it. He was showing me to get rid of all frustration, no matter what happens, like this, what happened this week with all the servers messing up. I had to talk to Sheen. It's just like when they attack us, we have to talk to whoever's attacking us. Maybe they'll turn around. I mean, they do turn around. The fact that Stephen was declaring, oh, please don't hold this sin against their charge, right? Because he was concerned about the people there that if they knew Jesus the way he knew Jesus, they wouldn't be stoning him. Case in point, one of them that held the coats of those men, a young man named Saul, was affected by his testimony. It's just like when the Vatican went in and killed all those people, 500 million Christians in the Inquisitions, burning people alive in the villages. They didn't realize there's people standing by watching that and says, I want to know that man's Jesus. He's singing while he's on fire? Are you kidding me? And so, whatever we're about to go through, brothers and sisters, he's still like, he's still teaching how to write it. And there's a reason you're going through what you're going through, because he wants you to share your faith with somebody in the coming days. So no more frustration is possible. Just perfect peace, knowing that whatever the Father allows, it's going to be to his glory. Be it unto death and martyrdom, or being blessed to be in that number that we all strive to be a part of. Amen and amen. And I'll drop the mic in case somebody else is ready to. Okay, somebody texted me here. Oh, Sister Phyllis. I'll read this before sharing it, because I like to keep things, you know. She might say something personal, so I'm gonna read it first. And so, if anybody else has got room, wants to jump on the mic. Or I'll check my emails here in a minute, but I don't know if anybody else is going to be. I don't know. I'll drop the mic just to see what happens.
Hello. Can everybody hear me? Is this even working? Hello? Oh, hello there. Hello. Hi, this is Sister Zoom here. Oh, I'm delighted. I just want to say I'm delighted to be here, and I've got a testimony I want to share that I think is going to uplift all of you, because it was such a personal moment between myself and the Lord, and I just knew in my heart and soul that this was something really, it was a little miraculous, and it was actually to do with three books, and it's a really fun testimony. What actually happened was, I've got a huge library with lots and lots of different books, all related to all the different topics that we discuss. Many Sister Ellen White books, etc., etc. I was going through the usual library to see if I could find a book to read, and I found one called Experience the Three Angels' Message, and I thought, brilliant. Now I've got to study the Three Angels' Message. So I pulled out the book, and I spent probably a good few weeks reading it, and it was a very comprehensive book, and it was actually a biblical and spirit of prophecy compilation by a disciple of the Lord called Sister Margaret Davis. But she was kicking about in the 50s and 60s, so not easy to find any videos of her or any sermons online. But She did have these books, and she absolutely loved Sister Ellen White's writings as well, so she incorporated a lot of that. So I knew they were safe to read and study. So after almost finishing the book, I thought to myself, wow, that was just so enriching. I really wish that I had more of her writings. And then I noticed on the book, it actually said, Experience the Three Angels Message, and at the bottom it said Book 2. And I thought, well, isn't that interesting? There must be a Book 1 if this is Book 2. So I need to go and find it. So I went online and I started to research it, only to discover that these books were published probably about 70 years ago. And there were three books. There was three books. Part 1, Experience the Sanctuary Message. Part 2, Experience the Gospel Message. Part 2, Experience the Three Angels Message. And part 3 was Experience the Sanctuary Message. And I thought, right, I need to get a hold of these. I researched for over an hour and I just couldn't find them online. Finally, I found that there was a bookshop in America that had them, and they were something like $70, $80 each, but I didn't care. They were such a treasure of a message. So I prayed and prayed about it because they were currently unavailable. So I went on several websites and put an order in to see if these become available, new or second hand, I will take them. I literally went down to pray. I thanked the Lord. And then I went to get food. On the way back, I noticed that the top bookshelf of an entirely full bookshelf seemed to be glowing a little bit. And I don't even know why I did this, but I decided to pull out a few new books. I just finished the one I was reading. I thought, right, I need a new book to start. I pulled out these books, and you won't believe what happened. As I pulled them out, I suddenly noticed part 1 and part 3 of this book collection, which I'd never ever seen in my life. I don't believe I'd had them. And one of them was wrapped in cellophane. It was brand new. And I thought to myself, that's very strange. I would have known these books were there. You know, I knew my books. I've been through them many times. I was the one that put them in alphabetical order. I believe in my heart that the Lord manifested them and that the Lord and the angels were giggling and having a right laugh with me because the Lord thought, these books are profitable. This gift will truly glorify me if I'm to let my child here read these books. So the Lord ended up delivering them to me. Now, what was really miraculous wasn't the fact that perhaps I already had them. It was the fact that I found them pretty much on the same day that I'd been searching over an hour for them. And I could feel the Lord smiling down on me as if to say, you know that I know what you need and what you want before you need it. So that's my testimony for you today. Sometimes the Lord really works in the most mysterious and wonderful ways, but at times he really makes you rejoice in his power and his grace and just in the beautiful blessings that he's able to gift us with. So God bless you all and happy Sabbath.
Amen. Thank you, sister. It's nice to hear your voice again. I haven't heard you in a while. Yeah. Last time was at the camp meeting. It was nice. Praise God. I got another praise here I got from sister wife. And she says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and his salvation for all mankind. Amen. And I echo that. She says, I also praise his name for constantly teaching me everything that I need to do to glorify him daily. I also praise the Lord for correcting me when I step out of line for doing anything wrong, whether it be big or small. I praise the Lord for always perfecting me and our loving church family to get ready for the latter rain and his soon return. I thank him for all the little things he does for me that I just can't stop praising his name for. Sabbath blessings to you all. I love you all. Love you too. Amen. I want to praise the Lord too in regards to what she reminded me of having the little ones here. We have had the grandkids here a little over a week, and we're going to have them a few more days too. And it's nice the way the Lord works even through little kids, you know, and it helps me learn things too in regards to some of things that I need to grow in. And just the perfect faith of a child. And so I thank God for that as well. Over 2 weeks. Oh, it's been over 2 weeks? Wow. Time flies when you're having fun. And so, but yeah, we've had them a while. And, but their mommy misses them. So she's probably coming. From what I understand, she's coming this week to get them. And which worked out great. And so yeah, they're just a joy. Small humans, you know. I always loved children, you know, ever since I was a child. Brother Tim from Arkansas, or some of you say Arkansas, he says, oh, wait. Okay, this is private. I don't think it's a praise, but I want to share it anyway because I want you all to keep a woman by the name of Sandy in your prayers. And this is what he says is, hey, Nick, I talked to Sandy and told her you were praying for her, and she said, thank you. And Sandy doesn't know what kind of cancer it is. I believe she's supposed to find out this week. And I just wanted to let you know, I told Sandy what you said, I'll pray for her and hope all is well. With you, my brother, from another mother. Okay, love you too, bro. Because he's usually on he's always on WTPR. And so, yeah, so keep Sandy in your prayers, but it's nice that she's actually, because she came to our church quite a few times about a year or so ago, because Tim was sharing with her. And Sandy's the one that the Lord used to help my wife and I find a place away from the city. We looked and looked and looked, and we couldn't find a place. And then all of a sudden, she was a friend of a buddy of mine that I knew before I was a Christian. And he married a woman that was friends with Sandy. And we ended up finding a place to live because of her. She was the one that found us the five-bedroom house on 5 acres for $100 a month. We were there for 8 years. Just like the prophecy said, finding work in the city and having exceptionally low-income housing outside of it. It's like she's living, like she's sitting in our living room when she, you know, Sister White. And so I praise God for that too. Some of the things that we've seen as a church family, not just me and Fran here, some of you have seen too. It looks like sometimes these prophecies that are mentioned in the Spirit of Prophecy books, it's like she's sitting in our living rooms talking about what we're going through. So, but amen to that, Sister Danny. We're going to learn a lot from children, you know, out of the mouths of babes, you know, the purity. You know, their innocence. And that's why the enemy of souls likes to attack them. So, what's this? Okay, let me check this one here. Keep Sister Thorstenson in prayer, too. She's moving. It's going to take her a while to get it all figured out. So, let's see. There was something else here. Oh, yeah, I don't know if anybody else is... Oh, I thought I saw a hand come up earlier. Let me see. I thought there was a hand. Too many amens. I'll just drop the mic. I think somebody's, or could that have been? Oh, no, that was Sister Soon. Her hand was up. So, yeah, I'll just keep an eye on the text chat, see if a hand flies up. But I have a praise here from Sister Sarah. Oh, yeah. The church family is growing. But this one's actually here, okay? Because we all heard what happened with Danny and Anthony in regards to, you know, the church is growing already because that little one is just waiting on its birth date, its first time out of the womb. This little one came out a couple of weeks ago. Sister Sarah is sharing with us, and she sent me a picture, 6 pounds, 1 ounce, 19 and a half inches. And she says, we want to praise the Lord for a safe delivery and healthy baby. She was supposed to be born at home, but mom developed high blood pressure and had to be induced at 37 weeks in 1 day. We're not looking forward to dealing with the hospital for sure, but it turned out good. They did not pressure us to vaccinate or even take the baby out of our sight. Yeah, that'd be a thing too. Put a chain on the kid and then wrap the chain around your wrist. we didn't have to fight like we thought we would. That's because we have that hedge of angels. She says she is home now and getting the hang of nursing and doing really good, praise God. So many miracles we witnessed and are very encouraged by this wonderful experience. God is awesome. Thank you for rejoicing with us. Love you guys. Sister Grandma Sarah. Grandma Sarah. Yeah, it's just like, you know, some of the grandkids call my wife Granny.
and some call me Papa, and some call us Grandma and Grandpa. So, you know, we got quite a few now. But nowhere near my, like my mom and dad had, you know, like last I checked, it was 70 something. I know last time I said something, it was 60, but I found, I went through my dad's effects last week or so, and I found a track. It doesn't even look like a track. All it says is don't read this. And most people are going to read it. And how it ends will knock your socks off. And maybe I'll share it one day, but it's like, it's got to be 100 years old. I took a picture. It was falling apart. Just a big old piece of paper. So let me see. Okay, now this one here is from Brother Jesse. Please keep him in your prayers. He's got the he's sick. He's got the sniffles. But it's hitting him a little harder than like a regular cold. It sounds like he's getting hit. But he says, hello, family. As you all know, the Lord was merciful unto me, and I now live in Texas and have a shift manager job in Popeyes. Trials have come and gone, but the mercies of God renew every day. Living with Brother Mo has made life more easygoing and peaceful, and that is all that I can reasonably ask for. The Lord did tell me that there is a light at the end of this tunnel of depression, and this is all the hope I need while I'm studying and lock down everything I can before I cannot study any longer. Amen. Seven blessings unto you all. Yeah, the enemy's attacking him in regards to, you know, making him feel down and stuff like that. So keep Brother Jesse in your prayers. So, you know, it's just the way the enemy likes to attack all of us, especially in these last days. But I'll drop the mic and go check my email and see if there's anybody else that's going to jump on the mic, because we can't really tell unless somebody puts their hand up in the text chat or a hand or a drawing of a hand waving or something. Just try that, and then we usually know to drop the mic.
Praise the Lord, church. Can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear, brother.
Oh, it's been a while. Yeah, praise the Lord. This is Brother Jeff Parizimbe, all the way from Uganda. I praise the Lord, and I want to thank the Lord for amazing way he has done it this Sabbath day. I mean, I'm still going through a major trial in my life. Actually, not about being without a job. It's something much more about my home. But this thing has really gone on for over 6 months, and it has really hit me so hard, so big, so hard. But today, I really want to thank the Lord for the way that he gave me peace and about it. I've been having issues with forgiveness. And just like that, today, boom, by the Spirit of God, everything just seemed like so easy to do, so easy to let go. And I just say that I'm using this opportunity. I'm not letting it go. If the Lord is giving me the grace to overcome this, I'm not letting it go. So God gave me the grace today to let go of so many things that I've been holding on in my heart. And I can say that whomsoever the Son shall set free shall be free indeed. So I praise his name for that peace of mind and the gift of overcoming that he gave me today, Sabbath, which has passed in our country. So I praise the Lord. I continue to pray for everyone here. Thank you for your prayers. May God bless you. Please continue praying for me as I'm still looking for a job and things are not adding up so well. But may God pray. May his name be praised, and may God bless you all in Jesus' name.
God bless you too, my brother. Amen. It's good to hear you.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I got another. Okay. Oh, now, Brother Tim, now he sent me his actual testimony. So even though the other one was just a text, he said, but, you know, I kind of wanted to share that because I'm concerned for Sandy. I mean, she was there for us, and I really do care about her. I love her like a sister. And we've lost touch over the years, but still, you can't turn love off. So, you know, what are you going to do? But anyway, he says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I want to praise God for his peace. You know, his peace and love and so many other things that goes with it. I dropped my phone a little over a month ago, and I didn't have the money to buy another one. And I kept praying and praying, and this guy I know told me he has extra one that he could sell me, making payments to him. I praise God because I had no way of listening to church until last Sabbath. So thank you, Jesus. Y'all have a wonderful day, and God bless you. Amen. God bless you too, brother. I'm so glad. So amen and amen. Praise God. Yeah, I also want to praise the Lord that Jim 1960 was in the room last night. I don't know why he's not. I don't know if he's in here now. But his internet is, I'm hoping it's just kind of goofy. I want to praise the Lord. There's so many people in here too. And on WTPR. So I know there's a few people missing because of the mess up with the servers and all that stuff. But things will get back to normal in the next few weeks, I'm sure. So, amen. But, yeah, just so you know, Brother Tim, everybody's saying praise the Lord. Tim, you should actually try Telegram on your cell phone because you can see everything there. You can see all the texts. You can see everybody talking. You can talk back and forth. You can PM people and stuff like that. So, but let me see if I got anything else in the cell phone. Nope. All right. I do have emails, though, so let me get my email. I think I'll put it over here on my other monitor rather than transferring it over every 5 minutes. Okay, this first one here, in case somebody, I don't know, I got to look at the, see if anybody wants to speak. I don't see any hands up. All right, this one here is from Brother Stephen, and he says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I hope and pray all are blessed by all the wonderful testimonies and praises to God that are being shared today. And let me stick something in the stream real quick. All right, those of you on the stream, you see that. It's a picture of a lake and a bunch of trees around it. And it looks like the clouds have formed. It was a lot better before we took the picture, but by the time the picture was taken, the thumb started to fall apart. But it looks like the thumb is pointing towards heaven while I was baptizing people. That's the picture that was taken. We were baptizing people in that lake. And this was in, it's either South Carolina or Kentucky. I can't remember which one, but check it out. Isaiah 12, verse 4 says, and in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. That's what we're doing right now. And so I praise God we're doing it. So anyway, Stephen goes on to say that my praises are these. Firstly, that the Lord has really helped to restore my peace and to learn to lean on Jesus Christ when I am troubled. And to quench the doubts I have by trusting our loving Savior, Jesus Christ. I praise God, too, because I have felt the past few weeks that our Lord really does speak to us through the Bible. It is no coincidence that I do keep opening my Bible to places that speak to me when I've had trouble or doubts, and that the places I open to are related in some way to the very thoughts I'm having trouble with. And that's what I've been noticing too. Like, I go into prayer the night before, I'm asking him to help me here, there, or whatever. The next morning when I'm doing my regular studies, a verse pops up answering my prayer. So I know what you mean, brother. And then he says, God is so good and very greatly merciful. I am so happy to have my Savior Jesus Christ be a near Savior to them that love him. I also praise God that the closer we get to home,
or to get to him, the more we realize our need of him, because that is a theme now for me. I love you all. God bless. Amen, brother. Let me see if anybody needs to talk. Nope, nobody popped up there yet. Okay, now Sister Hannah sent me one and says, hi, Pastor Nick and brothers and sisters. Oh, by the way, and I don't know if anybody's doing this to goof around, but I've heard some people say brothers or brethren and sisterin. And I think that's kind of cute when people do that. But the reality is brothers mean brothers, sisters mean sisters, brethren means both. I don't know if anybody knew that. But it is kind of cute when you hear sisterin. Some people say it like that. I think that's neat. Anyway, hi, Pastor Nick. In my, again, this is from Sister Hannah. And she says, Sabbath blessings to everyone. She goes, I want to praise and thank the Lord for his kindness and goodness towards us all and the encouragement he always brings to our hearts, no matter what we may be going through, whether during the times in the valley or during the times on the top of the mountain. Our God is so good to us. I would also like to share what happened at work yesterday. And then she says, yesterday, due to a short staff, I was asked to be a backup on the phone. God's timing is just perfect. When one phone call came through, the other lines were full, so I needed to answer, and he had a Bible name, so I told him I liked his name. And as we were talking, the Lord put it on my heart to share about the Sabbath with him. And just before I was about to share with him, our connection was lost. And I knew Satan had caused that to happen. But praise be the Lord, the man called back. And I was able to answer it right away and then share it with him. After I shared, he even said he knew the Catholic Church changed the Sabbath. And we got to talk a bit more. Please be praying for this man. Due to HIPAA reasons, I cannot share his name. But the Lord knows who he is. Please pray he will obey the Sabbath and remember the site and be led to visit it and be open and ready to accept the truth in his heart. I love you all, Sister Hannah. So amen and amen and amen to that. Okay. Oh, let me get this back into the chat room. Here we go. Sorry. Okay. Oh, I see. Sister Katie, she has something she wants to share, so let me drop the mic.
So, blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everyone hear me? I'm assuming I can because I can hear myself echo. All right. Praise the Lord. I would like to read a couple of the brothers and sisters' praises that were typed in the room first. I believe this is Pam. She says, I praise the Lord, my praise has to do with my dog, Chewy. Every day, Chewy and I go for a walk in the woods, her favorite place to be. A couple weeks ago, we were out as usual, but that day I had a very sharp axe in my hand. It was hanging down at my side, the blade facing to the back of me. Oh boy. Chewy came running up behind me, and right beside me, I heard a thud. He didn't cry out. He turned to face me with a look on his face like I had hit him. Oh, man. I could see a tuft of hair sticking out in a funny way. I pulled it away to see there was a gash right under his eye. Oh, man. I felt so bad and praised the Lord he had protected Chewy's eye from injury. I started thinking about the pain and suffering I caused my Savior and how I hurt him with the stupid things I do. I'll no longer carry my axe like that anymore. I'll be more careful with my words, thoughts, and actions so as to not hurt my Savior. Praise the Lord for his little lessons and reminders. Praise the Lord. And Brother Matthew says, I want to add to my testimony. Oh, did you have another testimony that I missed up here? Let me see. Oh, okay, yes. Brother Matthew says, I testify the Sabbath of the Lord's goodness and that since I've been faithfully sending my tithes to this ministry again, I've been having extra money to get the extras that I need for my household and for the needs of my youngest son, Isaiah. Mind you now, when I receive my funds, I calculate where it's all going and it's always enough. But then something else comes up and I miraculously have extra money for what it is that I need at that time. And I call it a miracle because I've already figured out the budget for everything that the money is going to be used for. And behold, the extra that I need is there all of a sudden. I praise the Lord for his love, mercy, grace, and all his goodness. He blesses us with all that we need, then some. Our cup does not run over, especially in our times of need. Praise the Lord. And also he adds, scroll back down here. I want to add to my testimony that even when I had backslidden paying my tithes, the Lord was still looking out for me because I believe he knew my situation, but mostly because he's a loving God. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. See if there's any other ones. Sister Evie, praise the Lord for the second snowfall, for this beautiful warm Sabbath day, for this house and healing us when we are sick. Brother Seth, praise the Lord. He met someone named Willie at work who's open to truth. They wanted all that he can send him, SOP, Christ our righteousness, Christ and his righteousness, ministry of healing. Just thanking the Lord for his truth. Amen. Okay. I believe that's it for now. Yeah, praise the Lord, Sister Mindy. No problem. I want to praise the Lord, or Joe and I would like to praise the Lord for our salvation, his love, his mercy, his grace, forgiveness, the trials, and the correction through those trials. And big praise that we're finally in our house. All filled in and loving every minute of it. So praise the Lord. And also praise the Lord for a hiccup. One hiccup, I would say. Yeah, one hiccup along the way to get into the house. But we also praise the Lord for that hiccup because if it didn't happen, then we wouldn't have witnessed to two people that needed the truth. So praise the Lord for that. And yeah, praise the Lord for this snowy Sabbath day. The trees all over, or the snow on the trees, or walks through the woods this morning. It was beautiful. So praise the Lord. Keep your praises coming.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I think I saw Brother Alvin having his hand up. Why does this keep on dinging? Yeah, was Alvin's hand up?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Let me drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. It's really nice to be here. I praise the Lord for all his blessings, as well as all the health, the protection, the salvation. I thank the Lord for his peace and delight in serving him. I also praise the Lord for, of course, the reminders, corrections, and for the rebuke as we study his word in order to help us emulate him. And this shows that he really loves us as his children. And before I continue, I want to read first the testimony of my sister wife, Janisa. She said, I praise the Lord every day for being a father to all of us, providing our needs, taking care of us whenever we go out, and keeping us safe by sending holy angels to protect us. I recall a time when we were on the road. A speeding car startled us suddenly. I was on the right side and knew it would hit us, so I yelled, "There's a car." It quickly dawned on me that the car was heading directly toward us. I whispered in my mind, "Lord," and it went straight, very fast, but without hitting us. I know in my heart that the holy angels protected us. Alvin said, "Oh, that was so close. I didn't notice that." The guy's speed made it impossible for us to escape, but praise the Lord for the hedge of angels who shielded us. We thank the Lord for saving us. Still, that car goes on speedily. I hope and pray he didn't run into an accident. That's why we have to pray before, going out, asking for travel mercies. And continuing on, I also praise the Lord for no matter how Satan would try to attack us, he never succeeded. All of us knew about it. Twice the enemy hindered us from having the Holy Communion. But God would always impress upon his children another way to continue worshiping him on that on a blessed day. The first attack occurred the second Sabbath of January, resulting in the cancellation of the Sabbath program in POG. There was a technical issue at that time. But the children and parents, the SDR children and parents continued our children's studies on Telegram. The same thing happened with the adults. Then the following Sabbath, it happened again when we were about to have the Holy Communion. Oh yeah, in the middle of the service. Truly the bulwark of Satan will never triumph. Praise the Lord. The enemy cannot stop us. Amen. And another is the SDR children also have a regular Sabbath afternoon study at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, which precedes the adult prayer and study session at 7 p.m. We are studying and answering the Bible study lessons, a 33-part correspondence containing the fundamental principles of our faith. And we are now in lesson 20. Wow. I also thank God for our SDR moms who are striving to fulfill their responsibilities by educating the children entrusted to them. And our God smiles as he looks down on every child and mother. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that's why we encourage also those who are have children. So just keep on hold on us. Keep in touch. If those who have children who are not in the SDR children group yet, and they wanted to join the group, just let us know. We can update you there. Yeah. And then another, where are we now? This is another update also in the Philippine Children's Division. So if we have a children, SDR kids here in the U.S., we also have the SDR kids in the Philippines. Praise the Lord. Because it is flourishing, my brothers and sisters. Our pastor's wives, like Sister Christina, she's the wife of Pastor Sydney. Sister Jenilyn is Pastor Sydney's wife. So Sister Christina, they are actually actively involved in this area. And the Lord impresses upon them how to make their studies more engaging for the children. You see, we are using Zoom. And one advantage on that apps, you can share the visual aid, like the slides, like that. So it's really interesting. The kids are so happy to be involved, and the children are really participating and excited. Not only the Filipino children are actually attending the children's study, but also in the our children here in the States and even in India, they attend also every Friday night. And one time we have a sister there in Japan. She invited her nephew, grandchildren attended our studies there. So it's really amazing how we are being united by the Lord. Although we are miles apart, thousands of miles apart. And this is happening Saturday morning. This is happening Saturday morning in the Philippines. And since like now, if the time is 2 o'clock, oh, it's already 4 a.m. over there. So aside from that, the children are reciting lengthy memory verses. Praise the Lord. Some can do, I think, a whole chapter. Yeah, praise His holy name. The children are really precious. So we bring back the glory to the Lord. And for our missionary field updates, we thank the Lord because our pastors there, so Pastor Sidney and Brother Gaddy, Pastors Sidney and Gaddy, they are really consistently visiting homes, which resulted to the new opening for Bible studies in various locations. And praise the Lord, because our humble church is thriving, of course, through the help of the Holy Spirit and blessing from God. In fact, while when we were in Hawaii, our online Sabbath study before was only consisted of 8 to 10 families. But now it is growing in number. To God be the glory. Now the attendees at least is ranging from 30 to 40 families, and that is families every Sabbath, not counting the church located in remote areas without internet access. That's why we have a planning, you know, but by God's will, we are asking the Lord how to reach out these brethren who don't have any access on the internet, or because of financial difficulty too, they cannot buy their own smartphone or whatever, so they can connect with us. But we are praying on that area how the Lord will help them. So praise the Lord for all this development. And those remote areas churches that we have is actually shepherded by Pastor Sidney. And previously, they would just gather, they congregate in the home of one hospitable sister. And the Lord is so good, they now have a humble gathering place. But, you know, every time, every time it rained, the bamboo made meeting place has a, you know, roof leaking. So every time it is raining, it goes water to drip, and the floor was spilling out as well as the door, making it unsafe. But thank God for touching the heart of some of the brethren here and abroad, and now they were able to repair the roof and the floor, and also fix the door and put a lock. I want to share this picture here so you can see. I'm not sure if I can share this to you here. Let me see. This is the roof. I'll share the roof first. There is the roof. Do you see that? And then this is the floor. The floor. Okay, you can visualize what I'm trying to say. You know, this is in the countryside. You know, it is made of bamboo, and the ceiling is made. What was that? Nipahat, but it's now fixed. The roof and even the door was fixed, and through the generosity of the brethren who supported this. And we are so much thankful because the work is getting bigger and stronger. So aside from that, we have this Bible students. I want to share this, some of the Bible studies that they are conducting over there. See, these are the different, you know, these are just some of the pictures they are taking. Okay. But more of that. So these are just a few pictures that they sent out. So you will see these are the interested families, and there is Brother Sydney, Pastor Sydney, and Pastor Gaddy. And one thing is needed there. We have some Bible students who they don't have a Bible, so we are giving them out of a Bible. But it should be in local dialects as they prefer. Because we have a English Bible. We send a lot, but still, they wanted, of course, the Hiligaynon Bible. You know, that's the dialect in there. So yeah, we are praying that we can give more of this Bible for them. And aside from that, we also have where is the other? These are the picture of some people who received the tracks that they are sending. See, they are riding in you call that tricycle. We call it tricycle. It's a motorcycle with a sidecar. Okay, that's the traditional transportation there. And this is the brethren in Morsha. Okay, so that is only a one church, but that is in Pastor Sini's place there. Okay. All right, what else? Yeah, so okay. So let's keep praying that the work in the Philippines will continue to grow. And as I mentioned before, we have a new health tracks. And if you don't see it yet, I have a link over here. You can just click that. You will see the updated one. And we are planning this to distribute in the Philippines. That's why there is a Philippine cell phone number that they can contact directly, because others they cannot access an internet. So we are in the process of printing all the tracts in the Philippines for thousands of copies for distribution, and let's pray that this will be another means of reaching out the people in the Philippines. Aside from this, we are also updating the SDR Church homepage movement or sdrchurch.org. We are still in the process. Let's pray for this word that it will be published. Although it's live right now, but it will be complete soon. It will be posted pretty soon, hopefully. Yeah, but anyway, we are last Sabbath. This is very encouraging, because the Philippine SDR Church, through the leading of the Holy Spirit, was able to strengthen the gospel order by defining their position as being part of the SDR movement. In fact, this also happened in the time of Sister White. I want to share this quotation in Early Writing 69, verse 2. Or paragraph 2, not verse 2. Okay, it says here. Okay, just one moment. Let me just highlight this important. It says, at Oswego, New York, September 7, 1850, the Lord showed me that a great work must be done for his people before they could stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. I was pointed to those who claim to be Adventists, but who reject the present truth, and so that they were crumbling, and that the hand of the Lord was in their midst to divide and scatter them now in the gathering time, so that the precious jewels among them, who have formerly been deceived, may have their eyes opened to see their true state. And now, when the truth is presented to them by the Lord's messengers, they are prepared to listen and see its beauty and harmony, and to leave their former associates and errors, embrace the precious truth, and stand where they can define their position. So, as you know, the previous groups, the workers of, other hirelings, they wanted to divide and scatter our flock or God's flock in the Philippines. And some are getting confused, but thank the Lord, because of the gospel order that we have followed, the brethren there are really discerning the errors, and they can now see the big difference, and they really totally embrace the truth in the SDR Church that the Lord has established. So again, I keep on praising the Lord for His mercy, for His goodness, that He is blessing His remnant church, not only in the States, but around the world, so that we can fulfill our duty, sharing our faith around us, of course, with the best of our ability, and be prepared for His soon return. So that's all for now, my dear brothers and sisters, my church family. God bless you all, and I love you all.
Amen. Love you too, bro. I don't know why all of a sudden Telegram, hear those noises it's making? All of a sudden it started doing it. I turned off all the sound alerts in Telegram, and it's still doing it. I might have to reboot it, and which means I'll fall out and I'll come back in. But I want to read these praises. First one's from Brother Anthony. Oh, wait, do we have anybody else that's going to be hopping on the mic? Nope. Okay. So, Anthony says, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nick, Sister Fran, and the beloved church family. I want to praise the Lord because for the first time in quite a few years, Danny and I were able to finally get a doctor's appointment. We weren't able to see a doctor, a dentist, or have any type of appointment since we got married because we didn't have insurance. Recently, we became eligible for Medicaid, and we were able to get established with a primary case provider or care provider. The Lord made a way for us to become eligible for Medicaid because it was right before we found out that we were expecting. Also, we could tell the Lord was preparing the way for us to have some appointments lined up. Danny had 3 appointments earlier this week, and I had my appointment yesterday. God preserved our health in many different ways. Our blood work came back in good shape, and our mineral levels are in excellent shape. This also intertwines with the fact that Danny and I have not gotten sick in years. So God was so kind in that regard. I also wanted to praise the Lord that Danny had her first ultrasound on Tuesday. The baby is in good health, and its development is going really well. One thing that really makes Danny and I giggle each time, and it keeps me smiling, is how we were able to see the baby leaping in the womb. Yeah, amen. When I see the baby leaping, I'm reminded of when John the Baptist leaped in the womb. Amen. Thank you all for your prayers, love, and support during this time. God bless you all, and have a happy Sabbath. Love, Sister Danny and Brother Anthony. So amen and amen to that. Okay, let me see this next one here from Sister Marie. She says, Sabbath blessings, Pastor and church family. First, my testimony is that God still has me here and alive because He has a work for me to do. I pray that the idea He gave me can become a reality for His glory and His glory only. I believe God has instilled in my heart and soul to help others learn of His words with the stories of the Bibles through a book that I plan on writing soon. I am taking notes, and God is filling my brain with the knowledge to understand the readings. I give praise to the Lord for my salvation and the joy it brings to my heart and soul. I also give thanks to the Lord for my health and opening up my heart and mind to all that God wants us to know or wants to show me and teach me. I'm thankful that he has pulled me out of the world. Sometimes I can feel the enemy trying to bring me back into the world through worldly desires and people I love. But my God is stronger, more powerful. I will always obey and do the work he has for me. I pray you all have a great rest of the Sabbath and coming week. Love always, Sister Marie. So amen. Amen. I got one more here from Sister Novi. And she says, I want to praise the Lord for helping me remove the burden that I voluntarily placed on my shoulders. I praise him for helping me with my walk, learning of him every day, for the food on the table and a roof over our head, praising him for his goodness, grace, and love for my family. Amen. I echo that one. Amen. That is nice. Let me see if I got any more praises. Nope. So anybody know how to turn off? Well, I think I'm just going to reboot. I'll reboot it while somebody else is coming up on the mic because I don't have any more praises on my end. I just checked my email. So let me reboot. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back, and whether or not it's still there, so I don't know what's causing it, because I turned off all sound notifications, so I don't know what to do, but does anybody else have any praises to share?
Yes.
Okay, and I also saw Sister Mindy's hand was up, too, so let me drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you all hear me okay? I have a couple of praises and I'm going to quickly share. First of all, again, Sabbath blessings, everyone, and praise the Lord for the wonderful Sabbath and the weather. My first one is I was pulled over by a cop and he got me pulled over to the side and he asked me, when was the last time I got pulled over? So I told him last 4th of July. And he pulled me over this time because of I had two different plates, license plate from two different states. And that was the first time I was told by a cop that he's not allowed to have two plates even though the other one was up front and it expired. So I explained to him that I didn't know that and he told me that please remove it upon when you go home or you will get a citation. And after that, I thank him. I said, and I talked to him about Romans chapter 13. I said, thank you for what you do. Thank you for keeping all the drivers and, you know, someone like me who didn't know any better. And God put you in that situation to correct my mistake if there's any. And anybody else who make mistakes, so the flow of traffic can be peaceful. And he said, oh, well, thank you. He said, thank you. And I gave him a truck. And I would like to give you this as an appreciation for what the Lord has done in your life and for you to read upon your own time. And he said, thank you. And he appreciated it. And the next praise I have is, I would like to praise the Lord for each and every one of you, for the Lord has been using all of you to teach me to learn in different ways. Most of you, which struck Brother Arthur, God's law versus man's law. So everything is pretty much laid out there. And I gave that to him and he accepted it. And so I want to praise the Lord for all of you, because there's a lot of you say things, share things, Bible verses, or even your personal studies in a group that I don't even know. And it keeps me humble. It teaches me humility and lowliness of mind. Because Christ being the the author of humility and lowliness of mind. If you ever think that if someone is better than you, it's a blessing because you're going to learn something from the Lord that someone is better than you can use to teach you, to teach me. If someone is better than me, I praise the Lord because that's an opportunity for me to learn from that person that God is going to use, whether it be 20 years younger than me or 10 years younger than me. I'm not that old, but yeah. But yeah, God will use any of you to teach me a lesson that I didn't even imagine learning it in my life. So I want to praise the Lord. And also, as I was talking to Pastor Nicholas regarding the tithe, I was with him on the phone a couple of weeks ago, and he said, we all know the Malachi chapter 3:8, what happens when we rob God, we're going to be cursed. And then, and I read the tithes and offerings. Oh, I read the verse. It says here, I don't know why it was replying to sisters. I apologize, but the verse, it says Malachi 3:8, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and in offerings. So when I came again to this verse, the offerings is there. It's not just talking about the tithes. So the 10% of our earnings is it belongs to God, and the offerings is also there, which is whatever you can offer to the Lord from the heart, meaning whatever you can use for the cause of God, whether it be for tracts, whether it be helping the poor, feeding the needy, feeding the Lord's poor, is gonna go to His cause. To the cause of God as an offering. And you'll never know. We cannot say, oh, I don't have enough money. How am I going to tithe? How am I going to offer? Just do what you can do what we can do, and God will take care of the rest. Because if we pass this test for a little amount of money, little amount of salary we have, the Lord will make it grow because He can trust you in little things, and He can trust you in big things. And He can trust you to handle big things that you cannot even imagine, because you prove yourself to the world that God can use you. And of course, the glory to God. It says in verse 10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be a room enough to receive it. So the Lord will bless us on our crops when you're planting trees, planting fruits and vegetables, because of our obedience to the duty that He given us. It also says, I'm only sharing the part of the paragraph of Christ Object Lessons, page 334, paragraph 1. Let the youth who need an education set to work with a determination to obtain it. Do not wait for an opening. Make one for yourselves. Take hold in any small way that presents itself. Practice economy. Do not spend your means for the gratification of appetite or in pleasure seeking. Be determined to become as useful as and efficient as God calls you to be. Be thorough and faithful in whatever you undertake. So, I praise the Lord for what Pastor Nicholas shared earlier in the study earlier in regard to experimenting by yourself. Like you're not, for example, if any of us are trying to do the work and you have extra little amount of means to experiment for the cause of God, experiment that and talk to the Lord, ask for guidance and wisdom, and He will give you the wisdom where to use that amount for His cause. And you will be surprised on how He works. He works in many ways that we cannot even understand, and is always good and amazing. So, and as far as teaching our kids, teaching all the children, in John chapter 6 verse 12, when they were filled, He said unto His disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. So I praise the Lord for this verse, because every time, sometimes we get to babysit our church beloved brethren and children, and when they eat, We always tell them, Mommy and Daddy are working. Mommy and Daddy are blessed by God to work so you guys can eat. So please finish the food that the Lord put in your table. And they will and they understood that. And they finished their food. So I just wanna praise the Lord for all the blessings, all the testimonies that I shared today. Is glory to God. Sabbath blessings, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me check my email again here. See if I got any. Oops. Any emails? I think Brother Gilbert, he had his hand up. Yep, let me drop the mic. All right, I got another praise here from Sister Daughter Courtney. And she says, second to that, somebody must have said something. She says, I praise the Lord also for helping me recognize the burdens and situations I put myself in, not walking with God, and thank Him for giving me the ability to see, accept that, and figure new ways out. Amen to that. And I just hit the old heart on that one. So, amen. And yes, for those of you that are trying to help me, I turned everything off. And this thing keeps on doing these sounds. So I'm going to uninstall Telegram after I get off here and then reinstall it and see if that fixes it, because it can be a real tech thing, you know, like the sound chip itself that's on the motherboard. So I'm pretty sure the drivers are up to date. So let me check my email, see if I got any more emails. Okay, I don't have any more. Is anybody else? Okay, I see Sister Katie has got something she wants to share, so I'm going to drop them on. Well, I thought Sister Katie had something to share. Garen's two front teeth fell out, the lower jaw. But, Brother Arthur, it's every time somebody puts something in Telegram, the text shows up and then it makes that sound. So, but when I shut off Telegram, well, I'll try that too. I'll even shut off Telegram. Maybe there is something running in the background. Maybe I got two Telegrams on or something, but I know I got Telegram on in the, in Twitch, but I didn't join. You can't join in there because if you do, it'll cause issues. And besides, it doesn't match. See, like the ones in Telegram. Okay, let me scroll. Why on earth did it? Maybe it could have been Twitch. Hold on. Let's see. Let's see if somebody puts something. I'll just put test. Okay, they must have been in it. It was the Twitch telling me that I haven't been scrolling and somebody's popping in. That's okay. All right. Well, that's fixed. Now I got to figure out where I can turn stuff back on. So well, thanks for all your help. Thanks, Brother Alex. I already got it. Thanks, bro. I got Telegram on four different times. You know, one for each server and then one for me. All right. So I don't see if I have checked my email one last time. Nope. I thought I heard somebody. Sister Katie got her. And by the way, Brother Joe, it doesn't jump up. I got to scroll up and down to see if somebody has, you know, their hand up kind of a thing. Because Sister Katie's way on the bottom with her hand up. Well, now it's not. Oh, Gilbert's got his hand up? Okay, I'll drop the mic.
Hello, happy Sabbath, everyone. Can you hear me? Good. I just wanted to say I thank the Lord that I can relate to what someone said earlier about getting pulled over by, you know, by a cop. The thing with that was that when I got pulled over, it was my fault. You know, I was going too fast in a certain area, you know, and spoke and stuff like that. And I thank the Lord that I didn't get a ticket off of that, you know. And not only that, and I'm guilty of this. I was racing to, you know, to get to work, you know, from off lunch. And not only did I not get the ticket, I got there on time. And I think I do remember saying, you know, telling the police officer, thank you for that. No, I didn't hand him a track. And that's, you know, that's definitely a bad on my part, but I'm just glad things worked out the way that they did. Also, I thank God that I don't, that whenever I'm on the highway, I remember at one time I see on the highway as I was, you know, going to pay my car note that, I see 70 miles an hour, but I don't even have the, it's like I got the peace in my heart to not even take it to 70. I'm doing 60. And I mean, I'm making that a habit that, you know, I'm definitely guilty of the past of having a need for speed, you know, but I thank the Lord that I don't do that anymore. In fact, I've been listening to Bible tracks over the radio more than anything. Now I do it when I'm on the road. I do it whenever I'm at work. Cause I remember also something being said that you don't hear anything positive. You just hear nothing but worldly music and stuff. And I'll say it. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to sit here and listen to this all day. So I put an earbud in my ear and I'm listening to Jeremiah, Psalms, Revelation, this, that, and the other. Or a sermon, or, you know, earlier sermons. I thank God that I have a want to do that than what the flesh would call me to listen to, you know. And yeah, the temptation is there to listen to what's being played on the store speakers and stuff. But it's like, no, I'm not going to listen to that old, you know, no, I'm not going to do that. I mean, forget it. I got enough problems going on. So there's just way too many reasons for me to thank the Lord. I mean, there's just not enough time in life to give God praise for the things that He does. And I remember what was said concerning the writings that, yeah, you may not have a heart. You may not have it in you to give your heart, perhaps your feelings and stuff like that to the Lord. But the good thing is you have a choice. You know, and I think there's blessings to, though you feel like you want to do one thing, you know, just choose what God would have you to do. And I just think that good things come from that. And I have many reasons to say thank you, God. And I just wanted to share that with you. And that's my testimony. Love and bless the Lord, and have a happy Sabbath, everyone.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I like doing that too. I remember the last time I did that with a cop, you know, I said, thank you for obeying the Lord and as per your ordination. I don't think he understood it. So I says, when you get home, check out Romans chapter 13, verses 1 to 7. I'm thinking of just doing a track on it, but like a little card, letting the, you know, for the cops. Because, I mean, they don't get enough love. I mean, seriously, the work they do is just such a blessing. They are ordained. And there's some bad cops, you know, the ones that just can't deal with it anymore. Like I remember from the Chicago area, they would get kind of violent, you know, out of the blue. No patience. But then you can understand it because every time they pull somebody over, they're yelling at them and giving them a bunch of hate because they're just doing their job. If you're speeding and you get pulled over, Don't be yelling at the cop. You were speeding, you know, that kind of a thing. So, but, yeah, it really makes their day when you give them some love. So who's this that wants to share? Sister Mindy. Okay, let me drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. I apologize for my voice. I'm getting over a cold. Hopefully my connection will stay connected. What a wonderful testimony, Sabbath. Praise the Lord. I want to praise the Lord for just my salvation, the joy it brings. Just God is so good, all his blessings that I don't deserve. And help me to get over this cold with natural remedies. I've been taking oil of oregano and black seed oil and capsules. I recommend that to you, Brother Jesse. It might help you with get over your cold. I'm sure it would be a lot worse if I wasn't taking those natural remedies. I want to praise the Lord. I echo all your praises. And as I was going to share praise, and Brother Eli, with his praise, goes with mine. I want to praise the Lord that he's been blessing me financially. And this church has helped me so much in so many ways. And I finally was able to give a love offering. And now I know what it truly means when God wants us to give with a joyful heart, because the joy I felt in giving that love offering, words can't, you know, it's just a joy that you feel in your heart. And I want to be able to help others, and that money I know will go towards the work or somebody else who is in need in our church family. And I just praise the Lord for giving me the opportunity to be able to do that and to be able to tithe more and so the work can go forward. I just praise the Lord for that. And I also want to praise the Lord. 4 months my husband has been sober, overcoming his addiction to meth. And so I praise the Lord for that. You know, God is so good. And I also want to praise the Lord. As I've shared before with many, the Lord has called me to do the work on a social site called LinkedIn. And I have over 3,000 followers now, praise the Lord. But I always share, obviously truth on LinkedIn, regarding Pastor Nick's videos or, his studies. I share that. I always try to put an article up every Sabbath Eve so members over the weekend can look over the article. And so after our study last night, I wasn't really sure what to write an article on, and I was searching for something of Sister White's writings, and I came across, it's by Elder G.H. Wagner, God's Answers to Man's Excuses for Not Keeping the Sabbath. And I incorporated that into my article, but I also extended it on more excuses that people use for not keeping the Sabbath. And I will, the name of my article, which I thought, the Lord guided me to, it's called No Excuses. And so, that's the article, if anybody wants to read it. And I love that what I found with that black and the no excuses, it's like the no excuses just jumps right out at you. It's very eye-catching. So, I have gotten many, many views on that. I prayed that the Lord would bring many souls to this truth, because it's all the excuses people use for not keeping the Sabbath. And I'm thinking maybe this would make a good track too. So I just praise the Lord for guiding me and encouraging me and inspiring me to write that article to share with thousands of souls on LinkedIn that are going to read it. And I pray that seeds are planted in hearts that the Holy Spirit can water and nurture. And so I just wanted to, share with all of you, wherever God calls us to do the work, you know, whether it's on social media, whether it's going house to house, you know, on the street, we all have a work to do. And, you know, if you can't leave your house, do your work online, you know, like I do. I mean, I'm not saying I can't leave the house, but if I had somebody here that would go with me on the street, I would feel, you know, I know God, you know, Jesus said go two by two. So I do a lot of my work online. And so I just pray that everyone in this church family does some kind of work, because we are a working church and we need to reach those souls, and whatever we can do to share the truth, get the truth out, because we are supposed to be a light to the world. We have been blessed with this truth and we don't want to hide it. We want to share it and shout it out on the rooftops. I mean, you know, whatever you can do to get the truth out, you know, just do the work. And I just love you all. God bless. And keep fighting the good fight.
Amen. And thanks for sharing the videos and articles, Sister Mindy. I actually got a page on the website, too, where a lot of people are, you know, a lot of questions about keeping Sabbath and the answers from the Word. It does help, you know, because it makes it easy to answer those questions. But Sister Katie, I see her hands up, so I'm going to drop the mic.
All right. I have a couple more praises from a few sisters. So the first praise is Sister Vanessa. She's replying to Sister Sue about the accident that she posted. So she says, "Sisters, praise the Lord, Sister Sue. That reminds me of a time when God did the same for me and my family." So here's her testimony. On a Sunday a few weeks ago, we were coming back from Sam's Club. On the freeway, there's construction that diverted us from our turn off. Taking the next available route, we came to a stop behind many cars. We discovered that it was an accident involving three other cars. A Tesla has stalled in front of these three cars, and all three, not the Tesla, hit each other. Praise the Lord that no one was hurt. God kept us from being involved because our angels had control over the car. Amen. Sister Stephanie praises the Lord for salvation, for his guidance, mercy, grace, and protection, for all his travel mercies throughout the last month and always, and helping with spreading the gospel truth to others. She says, I've been doing a lot more online than I was, being more bold and not afraid to stand firm in truth in my faith, and also helping me to stay more in person, as I still struggle with talking to people, but doing better. I just thank him for always providing what we need and helping and guiding my family grow closer to each other and to him. God is good. And Sister Soom says, I praise the Lord for his prophet, Sis Ellen G. White, who he used to reveal so much to us. Praise the Lord for the belief and the faith I have in Christ's very soon returning, which blazes like a tremendous fire to shine God's end time light on the world. Also, Brother Ellie, praise the Lord for Philippines practicing economy. Some use coin bank to save for the camp meeting before it comes. We will truly appreciate the Lord's goodness when we allow him to teach us his ways. Praise the Lord.
Okie dokie, praise God. Amen and amen. Let me see if I got any more emails. Nope. Does anybody else have anything to share before we close? Because it always happens, you know. Every week I get an email. Well, I just stick it in the pile for next testimony service. Let me see if this one here is. No. That's when I was working on the video, so it's different. Oh, and praise the Lord that I was able to make an audio. It's 23 minutes long. I usually don't make videos this long using Camtasia, but the Billions Will Soon Blaspheme the Holy Ghost is going to be a video. Got 5 minutes left to edit, and then I have to go through and cross all the T's, dot all the I's, you know. I want to put some little banners in there that show where the people can go for additional information, even though I'll put a link to the actual page where all the links are there, but, you know, I like putting those banners up. So, but it's just, the computer's handling it pretty good, even though it's so long, it does get a little choppy at times, but I just so want to tell people as many as I possibly can about this, and I hope it goes viral. You know, I do mention the pandemic and the infrastructure, and so I've been praying that YouTube doesn't ban it, but, you know, if we get enough people sharing it, it's like a video track, because the video is as long as reading the track, 20 minutes, you know, 23 minutes. Well, you got the intro and the exit, so that adds to it, but it's not 20 minutes if you read the track. So, but I wanted to praise the Lord for that, but let me just check my email one more time. Nope. I don't have any. And let me see if anybody's got their hand up. Nope, I see none. So, it's about the normal length. We usually go way past 3 o'clock, so, which is longer than a sermon, so praise God. We're at 3:30, I think, almost, yeah. All right, so if Brother Dwayne wants to share some music, we'll end in prayer. Amen. You ever wonder what the songs are going to be like when we get home? Because we'll have to change the words. We'll actually be there. Please bow your hearts, or kneel first, obviously, and please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very much for all that you're doing. Thank you for all the blessings you have bestowed upon us the last 30 days or 30 years. It's just, you never stop. You're so merciful, so loving. You give us a thousand chances. You forgive us 70 times 77 perfectly. And you teach us to do the same with each other. Thank you for blessing this week ahead of us. Thank you for blessing the remainder of this Sabbath to where we can have even more blessings as we go into our private extra studies on Sabbath, because it's such a wonderful day. An extra prayer. Thank you, Father, so much for loving us. Because we love you too. And please, everyone on the prayer list, Father, whether they're walking with you or not, we have them on that list for a reason, because we're very concerned for all of them. Because whether we're Christians or not, we're all under attack. And thank you for letting us have love in our hearts for those that have hate in theirs for us. Because if they knew Jesus the way we do, they'd be right there with us in this eternal family. And we offer all these praises and this prayer unto you in the name of your precious Son, our Lord, our Savior, our eternal King, Jesus Christ. Amen.